from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to America's Heroes Group Radio Talk Show. Here we have the America's Heroes Group Roundtable with NWVU, National Women's Veterans United. Today is Saturday, August 29th, 2020. August is National Wellness Month. We also have our host, Cliff Kelly, on the line, and I'm the co-host, Colonel Damon Arnold. Also, the executive producer, Glenda Smith, digital media producer, Manny Carazzari, and assistant media producer, Titus Williams. America's Heroes Group is
proudly sponsored by...
Hi, how are you doing, Cliff?
Good. You okay?
Yes, doing great.
Yes, good. You sound good.
Yes.
Okay.
But go
right ahead.
All right, great, thank you. America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis & Fearman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 National First Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603, toll-free number 888-837-3275, office 312-781-1977. And America's Heroes Group is also proudly sponsored by Pearl's Place Down Home Southern Cooking, 3901 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, phone number 877-275-5852. And also sponsored very proudly by veteran business owner Harris Gulf Shrimp, 7448 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60621. Call 773-783-1818. I'm already full. Okay, so we are now, today's topic is with Rochelle Crump, who is a calling panelist. She's also a U.S. Army veteran, founder, president of NWVU National, the National Women's Veterans United. And today we're going to be talking about NWVU, Say Their Names, MSA, PTSD, Suicide, Victims and Survivors. Hi, Rochelle.
Wow. Hi, how are you?
Good. Yeah, why don't you give us some, you used to our group here.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and I hear Cliff's voice. I just want to make him happy. Sir, I am president accounted for.
Okay,
thank
great.
You.
Great.
Yeah, that's what you always say it. I love to hear it.
Great.
Thank you.
It's so good to hear both of you. I'm glad you're doing well.
Thank you. You
and
as
thank
well.
Thank you so much.
And so,
yes.
So tell us about this MSA, PTSD and suicide. What is this all about, victims and survivors?
You know, this has been going on forever. Let's just say that. And just proof of that. It's just ironic that I was reading the Stars and Stripes yesterday, and I ran across an article that was written by Stephen Bennon of the Stars and Stripes, and it noted that an Air Force general issued an apology to a veteran about new investigation into old rape case. The case is 20 years old. 20 years old.
Wow.
Now, this is Lisa Wilkin. They actually printed her name, and she allowed it because apparently, you know, she's been doing some advocacy on her own, and she's been advocating for military women veterans also. She's a former airman and a veterans advocate, you know. She said two military investigators showed up at her Indiana home unannounced 3 weeks ago after she recently tweeted about a rape. That had taken place in 1994. Now, mind you, she is a disabled veteran, And she's been struggling along the way. We all know that to be true because that is not something that goes away overnight as other trauma. You know, right, you can carry that on for years and years. You know, you have ups and downs, so you're not always well, you know.
So
she's rated with 50% of post-traumatic stress disorder. And then because she had surgeries and things like that as a result of the injuries that took place during that rape, you know, she's been, you know, just really, like, out here advocating. And, you know, I want to call her name, Lisa Wilkin, you know, because I have the utmost respect for her. And, you know, I am so happy, you know, that she has taken a stand to talk about it and act on it as well. And that's really crucial in what happens. You know, when we go back and we look just not long ago at Vanessa Ginn and, you know, what happened with her, the continued harassment, sexual assault harassment in the military and how that turned out and how it almost looks as if, you know, there's a cover-up, always
sure.
a cover-up.
That's why what you do
what
is so
happened.
Important because you're doing what you do brings about other people to come out who otherwise wouldn't. When they
Absolutely.
Hear what you do, then they understand they have to do that. They have to come out, right?
Absolutely. And then, you know, the important piece of that is to let them know that they're not alone, that,
exactly.
you know, they have some support. We have their back. We can help speak up on it. We can call media alerts, you know, and things of that nature. And then we can also put more pressure on those legislators who have the authority and the position that can make changes. And so, and that's what we call for. We call for changes because this is just a stain on America and our military that the increase of sexual assault and harassment goes up every year. And, you know, they keep track of it. They provide a written document of it so that it's not something that gets away. But what gets away is what happens. What do? You know, and you look at how they give officers the opportunity to retire out because they have 20 or 30 years. And so instead of, you know, persecuting them like they should, you know, and making them sex offenders so that even when they leave the military that they don't get away, because if they harm one person, there is always a possibility that they could harm another person, you know. But
That's
putting
right.
in mm-hmm. those restraints that bind them up and keep them, you know, in a certain category where they can always be watched as what's needed, you know, in addition to, you know, we've talked about having polygraph tests done immediately during the initial investigation so that it's raw right at that point. You know what I'm saying? They don't get a chance to rehearse. They don't get a chance to really get away and, you know, calm themselves down to come up with excuses about what happened. And, of course, as always, it was consensual. You know, it's always that it was consensual, you know, and people know consensual from I said, no, I don't want to do it, you know. And so when you look at these women calling out their names, Lisa Wilkin and then Vanessa Ginn, you know, it makes your heart just so, you know, you just get tired, you know, because you have a feeling for those people who are struggling and the families, you know, her family really went through some things. So, and there was another case back in 2006 and her name was PSC Hannah Gutterman, McKinney was her last name. She was 20 years old. She was assigned to Fort Lewis, Washington. And, you know, what happened to her is apparently she may have been out drinking with some of the military personnel, and then he took advantage of her. And what he did was on their way back to the barracks, he ran over her in a car.
Oh, oh my goodness.
And then he claimed to be drunk, you know. And what happened from that is they, you know, identified that he said it was consensual sodomy. And, you know, he was actually, you know, a military judge ruled McKinney's death was an accident and that the sergeant was, he was only sentenced to 13 months imprisonment and then a demotion to a private, you know, but he would not be discharged from the Army.
You know, Rochelle,
he was not discharged.
You know, Rochelle, you know, if anyone wants to call in, you can call 773-591-1690, 773-591-1690, if you want to get into the conversation. And but, you know, Rochelle, when you were saying that about Lisa Wilkins, the first thing that came to my mind was justice delayed, justice denied. And 20 years is that's a heck of a long time to have something out there that is burdening you as an individual. That's almost, you know, it's going to be a lifetime for some people and how they feel. But, you know, one of the other things I thought about was that the military really didn't prepare itself for handling cases for women as far as the VA goes from the healthcare side. And that had to evolve. It's slowly evolving now. But it made me also think that the military didn't prepare itself to having women in the roles that they're in, because now you have a different kind of community, a different culture that you need to establish. And it's not really male-centric only. So do you think there's certain things that should be done or could have been done?
Doc, you're totally right on that. Let me say this real quickly, because I got involved in this, trying to help this gentleman, because they knew that I would be willing to help. But this gentleman was Sergeant, I still remember his name, Sergeant Leonard Matlevich. He got involved in a homosexual relationship, and and they kicked him out of the Army. Now, and when he came and had the press conference, he comes out in his dress uniform with medals all over him, and he made the comment. He says, "I killed 18 men. They gave me these medals. I love one. They threw me out."
That's amazing. Cliff. You know, we have a caller. Ryan, you're on the call. You're on the line. Maybe do you have a question or a comment to make?
Yeah, I just want to – I have a comment. My first comment is that Cliff Kelly is my favorite person in the world. So
Thank you.
You have to get in our line here.
right.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, we miss you at 4 o'clock, Cliff, and I always tell him when I grow up, I want to be exactly like him because he's so cool. You know, I want to be exactly like him. But what I wanted to say in regard to the issue that you were talking about in the beginning, I think – you know, rape in the military is a serious issue. It happened to both sexes, and it's almost like the military always try to cover up, you know, despite the don't tell, don't ask, don't tell. Any situation, any rape, any female that suffer any sexual harassment is always get covered up, never get brought up. And it's kind of like the military hidden secret. They don't want to talk about it. All I wanted to say, I think it's something that we need to constantly be raising up because the military is getting very diverse. We have a lot of LGBT. We have a lot of women joining the military. And with having a vice president, I think it's an issue that should be brought up and should not be tolerated. Any whistleblowers, any person who expressed concern that in this matter should be put in the forefront, and every matter should be investigated. And we have to keep talking about it. We can't just do just mention it and then move on. But we had to bring it up to make sure that it doesn't happen.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Yeah, we have
another.
Why don't you, Ryan, why don't you hold on and leave your info for us? We're going to have the person here take your information down because it was really great comments.
It certainly was. Yeah, great comment.
And we also have another caller, Deborah. You're on the line now, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Praise God. Thank you for accepting my call. It's so good to hear the governor's voice. In fact, Governor, it was you that gave me renewed confidence in our men, especially black men, that when it comes to harassment, sexual harassment, because in boot camp, there was a senior chief that came in. I was one of the older females that came in, and there were 13 of us females that he sexually harassed. The company commanders, one was a Filipino, the other was white. I guess they didn't want to get involved. And this is even on the civilian side. They don't want to get involved. A lot of talk. You know, at any rate, they had us call the military police. Military police came. This man walked past 13 of us. It's my word against yours. It's my word against yours. We saw him later in the commissary. Oh, he's having the time of his life. I'm confident at this point that there is something that's put on our DD-214 so that when we enter into the civilian world and anytime we come into an agency that has where veterans status, the DD-214 is involved, there is. And in fact, the white guy, his family was generational. He shared with me there's like a war room, and they target people like myself so that they can make our lives miserable once we get out into the civilian world. So people like Vanessa down in Fort Hood, she didn't stand a chance because it wasn't just that one guy. He had help. The Good Old Boys Network needs to be dealt with. Out here, there's you can show them where you have been violated, and some of the guys, even some of the women, they're all, well, Miss so-and-so, oh, it's not that way, it's not that way. Thank you for being who you are, Governor. Please, thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And let me just say something to her, is that, you know what, no case is too old to file it. That's one thing you need to know also, because if that took place during your military tenure, then
you
can still file a claim. You still can file a claim for it. I don't know if you have or not, and that's,
well,
you know, here nor there, but
the
you can still file it to tell. Well, you know what? Get past the sabotage and put it in writing.
Well, you can't get past
sure
the sabotage if you keep going to agencies
can block
and they turn you around. There's a young lady that was going to Jesse Brown, and she had to leave Jesse Brown and go to Indiana because she was not being helped and she was being sabotaged. Same situation.
They have an advocate now that handles those cases that are women.
I don't even trust them, but thank you.
Thanks, Deborah. Thank
okay,
you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. Okay,
but,
Deborah,
you know, I still want to make that known, you know, to the public that women can still file those claims whether or not it happened yesterday or it happened many years ago.
Okay.
Because if something still is connected to that, you know, to that incident, and you're struggling with, you know, a peace within yourself, and, you know, you have post-traumatic stress disorder or anxiety that maybe not has even been diagnosed.
Okay.
You still can file that claim and let the paperwork do its job.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And, you know, Ryan had called in. Just call back in at 773-591-1690. We just want to get some information from you. But a great comments from both callers. And Rochelle, we have 1 minute to go.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you can wrap up in 1 minute, you know, what people should know about this. You know, there appears to be no statute of limitation for filing. So just talk about, you know, what people should do if they feel they have been victims of this.
If they have been victims of that, they have to put it in writing. It's just like a saying in the military, if it's not documented, it didn't happen. And that's what we have to live by. They cannot, you know, they can take someone with them. There are advocates here that will go with them. We've gone with women before to file their claims because it's important for them to be able to get those stories out. And sometimes they're just worn out because they've told that story so many times, nothing happened. But the VA made a lot of mistakes early on.
Right.
And then when the OIG got involved in it, they had a public thing for people to come back and file those claims.
Okay,
so
thank you, Rochelle.
Thing,
the time is up
the
now.
Claim.
I'm sorry, we have to move on, but thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we
are going to
have this audience stay with us, stay play with us, and we will be right back at this short break. Thank you.
Radio that makes you think. You're listening to The Talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation. 1690 WVON.
War is not the answer.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, SeidmanLaw.net.
Hey Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.